My grandmother, Rose Halperin, was introduced to sculpture by mistake. Her house is filled with her sculptures, figurines of ladies, abstracts, human faces, turtles, and fish. Some are big and some are small enough to fit in your hand. A couple are made from avocado wood and one is made from clay, but most are stone, pink alabaster, white marble, each with the tiny imperfections that make a stone as memorable as each human face.
And that there's, see all these dents in here, in this side of the face, is very hard to get them smooth.
Most people think of painters when they think of artists. You know, somewhere out on a beautiful cliff with a palette of colors, an easel, a miraculous sunset. The life of a sculptor is in sharp contrast. Dirty, dusty, and hard. And there's sure not many women.
That's because female sculptors just didn't get respected.
Oh, really?
That's right. They just, only men are in museums.
When I was 10 years old, my grandmother's sculptures were featured in a show. It was like her coming out ball.
I sold 3 pieces, which astonished me. But of course, I loved it. And then I thought, well, if people want to buy it, I must be better than I thought. And that's how I stayed with it. But
well, back up a second. How did you set the price?
I set the price so cheap that anybody would be stupid not to buy it. But that's another story. I just want to be sure someone bought it.
You were validated.
Yes. That's it.
Up until that point, you were wondering.
Yes, I was. Well, so many other people around me were doing very good work.
Really?
Yes.
Work that you respected? And
work I respected, and they were very good.
Almost 20 years later, my grandmother Rose is no longer spending her days working against the grain. She's finished with rocks. She suffered a torn rotator cuff, countless amounts of blisters, and she has lost her eyesight. One of the things she has done is enroll herself in the Braille Institute.
Braille gives you a sense of you can do it. It's a lifesaver. It showed me how many people are so much worse off than I am. But they're willing, no matter what their situation, to come in the morning and stay the day and work at various class work that is many times, I would say, demeaning to an older person who has been out in the world and has done things, but they're putting their mind to helping themselves.
You find out as you go along. Like I say, it's all an exploration.
I know how old you are, but say how old you are so people know.
Well, by the calendar, I'm 90. By my own feelings, I think I'm about 40.
How's that? How's a 40-year-old feel?
Ready to go. I've got a lot of ideas about what I'd like to accomplish in my life. I haven't done it yet. There's a lot more to be done.
Yes. Like what?
I don't think I'm going to share it with you.
An artist sees the world within its possibilities. My grandmother Rose is an artist, and she continues to live her life accordingly. And by the way, that's her playing piano. For Annenberg Radio, I'm Daniel Konecki.